Well, if you didn't know Heisman Trophy runner-up and Notre Dame football star Manti Te'o from his play on the field, you are likely aware of his off-the-field soap opera involving an online relationship with a girlfriend that he'd never met, her alleged death from leukemia on the same day that his grandmother died, and then the revelation that the girlfriend was all a hoax. Te'o claims he was a victim and that the perpetrator of the hoax called him to confess. Katie Couric has had an exclusive on-camera interview with Te'o, which airs today at 4 o'clock on ABC 7. She's joining us now on WTOP. Katie, how did he describe this relationship?
Well, I think it's one that started as friends, where this person approached him. He actually, there were some red flags that were raised. He was initially suspicious. He reached out to a few friends of his who, I guess, through their circles, he thought they might know of this person, Lene Kukua. And in fact, a couple of them said, yeah, she's real. And I think he was once told that somebody had even met her. So I think he was initially a little skeptical, and I think they talked occasionally. And then I think it was October of 2011 where the relationship started to intensify, and it got deeper and deeper. She told him her father had died, and then she was in this car accident, and she was in a coma, and then she got leukemia. And it's very strange because they never met face-to-face. And the reason why that was reported was he had told his father that he had, in fact, met her when she was supposedly visiting in Hawaii. And I think that there had been news reports and things that have been said where he told me he was never asked directly if he had met her, but he certainly misled people to give them the impression that they had met and that they, you know, the relationship was more than just an online one.
Yeah. What did he say to you exactly about the fact that he continued to lie once he actually learned that the girlfriend was not dead?
Well, I think if you listen to the interview today, he got this call on December 6th, thinking that Lene, I always think of Lene in quotes, had died several months earlier. But he gets a call, and at first he thinks it's his sister. Anyway, he describes this call in great detail. But needless to say, it is ultimately very confusing for him. He doesn't know what's going on. 2 days later, he's at the Heisman Trophy luncheon being interviewed by people. And I think he was so confused and so, you know, I think his head was spinning so much, according to him. He kept with the narrative. And of course, I pressed him on that, and you'll hear about that in the interview today.
Any idea why this hoax was perpetrated on him? Does he have any idea?
No, he really doesn't know. I think, you know, that will start to reveal itself in the next few days and weeks as we learn more about this perpetrator, whether he was mentally ill. He did tell me that when he called him to apologize, that he said he thought he was helping Manti. I think he thinks there were two men and a woman involved. Now there are reports that Renaya, this young man, was actually the voice of Lene, so it gets weirder and weirder. And I asked him about that, and he said, well, if it was Renaya, then that person is incredibly talented to be able to do that and to talk like a girl day after day. And in fact, we listened to the voicemail, and after it was done, Manti looked at me and said, it sounds like a girl, right? And I said, yes, it does.
Hmm.